Good afternoon, Exotics Vet. This is Vanessa. How can I help you?
Hi, Vanessa. My name's Carrie-Anne. My little bird, Ash, is in with you guys. I was just wondering how he's doing.
I will pop you on hold and just check with Dr. Brock, but looking from here, amazing. Yep. Oh. Perching, flying around, climbing up onto the heat lamp cage.
Okay.
Yeah, a billion times better.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dr. Brock's plan is to, we're just waiting on blood, so we're
still waiting on those, yeah.
Still waiting on blood's not back. Hopefully back by the morning. If all looks good, plan would be to send him home tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I'm a vet nurse and I'm at work all day tomorrow, but I can get someone to come and get him. I was just more so worried if he needs crop feeding, like for the coming days, like I'm not trained in it or anything.
No, we wouldn't ask you to do that. The big question for us is that we stopped metamide, which is an antiemetic, so it stops, it makes him feel less nauseous and makes him want to eat and no regurgitation. That worked really well, but when we stopped it, he regurged. So the only way to utilise that medication without injection is to give it directly orally.
I can do that.
Now, yeah, and that will be fine for you to do at home. So I think what we're going to try and do is give it orally tonight, see that he keeps everything down, and if he's still eating and doing well, then send him home with that orally tomorrow, assuming we get our blood results back through this afternoon or tomorrow
morning.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah,
thank you so much for that.
Yeah, that's okay. Would you like me to make a tentative discharge time for tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I can do that. It'll be my mum coming to collect him, but I can definitely
no worries.
Yeah, let her know.
That's okay. It's just handy to have it booked because
for
Fridays
sure.
can be a bit
crazy.
Definitely
can relate.
Yeah, so look, depending on your mum, like we could do sort of mid-afternoon around about, it'll be a nurse discharge consult, so anywhere from sort of 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I could get her to do 2:30 if that's okay with you.
Yeah, no, that suits us. So I'll just pop that in there as a potential discharge for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you remember that time, I'll talk to you again in the morning if it's not Dr. Brock later on this afternoon, if the bloods are in, okay?
Yeah. I think you've got my number on file because I'll be at the clinic all day tomorrow, just at Bellmere Clinic. So because I don't usually answer my phone, I don't have it on me. But
no worries.
I'll be contactable at the clinic for sure.
No worries. Can you give me the number for the Bellmere Vets?
Yeah, so 5408.
Yep.
7090.
My first job when I was still at uni studying vet was as a nurse on the weekends for Wendy when she owned Woodford and Wamuran.
See, I started when Dr. Guy was just selling it. So
yeah, right.
2 years ago now, but
so
I've only
I
just
wouldn't
graduated.
Have met you. Did I meet you up there? When I came in with a McCall emergency a few months ago.
Was that the yellow
Woodford?
One?
The blue and gold.
Michelle told me the story about that one, but
it's just a name rang a bell. I said, I wonder if you were there that day. I couldn't remember.
Sometimes I float
cool.
between the two, but I wasn't there that day. That would have been so cool, though.
It wasn't cool for the bird.
Stressful.
Or for me, or for the client, but it was interesting to see. Yes, you're right.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we never knew if they got the flowers. It'd be good if I see you tomorrow, touch base, if you can find out. Because we sent a big bunch
Corinne.
Of flowers to say thanks.
Yeah, I'll ask Corinne.
Yeah,
because
you guys went above and beyond up there that day. It was amazing.
Oh, I'm glad they could help, though, because that would have been, definitely an emergency.
Yeah. Oh, it was full on. It was like anything that could go wrong did go wrong that day.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Ridiculous.
I hate those days.
Yeah, nothing we did right. So, look, if Dr. Brock doesn't give you a call to starve, it'll be me tomorrow with the blood results, and then we'll make that time at 2:30. If it's
2:30,
time for your mum, then we'll just go through everything. Should be written down. Do you want us to do a treatment chart for you, or you're happy just as long as we sort of – are you happy to do oral meds?
I'm happy to – I've done oral meds before. I just never crop fed. That was my only concern.
No, we won't get any crop feed.
Write it down for me, just because my mum's not very good with remembering stuff.
No worries.
I can definitely, read any instructions. That's not a drama at all.
Yep, that's no worries at all. Basically, the sum total will be back in a week to check the infections resolved. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's easy.
So it'll be an oral antiemetic potentially, depending on how we go with appetite, tapering over a day or so. So that when you do stop it, does the regurgitation continue? The biggest problem with budgies is their sensitivity to oral meds and the taste of them.
Right.
So
okay.
when we give an oral antibiotic, they can throw it up simply because of the taste.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So it's really ridiculously hard. The only other thing that we kind of adjunct with oral meds, if it's a problem, is get you to mix up some bird formula and you suck up your dose of the medicine, and then the tiniest bit of bird formula given with it can often just deter them from throwing it up. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be an idea. Do you guys sell that? Like if I need...
We'll have a bit we can send you home with. Yeah.
Just in case something happens because my pets always know when the weekend's here and things
of course.
On the weekends. But yeah, that would be great if I could get some of that.
No worries. I'll put a note on there.
Thank you so much for that as well.
No worries.
Well, I'll
all
talk
good.
To you in the morning.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, do have a good afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
See you then. Bye.